This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvinia Braj
and Christine Wong.
What was that name again?
Christine Wong.
We'll get to that in a moment. We are asking you a question about what unusual skills or accomplishments have you added to your CV and why. This is because CV entries need not always be entirely corporate or academic. Perhaps your hours logged on Call of Duty, Fortnite, or Minecraft could have also given you many skills to add to your resume. We'll get back to that in a moment, but we've got an update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arv.
So it is down by 0.01% at 1,620 points. Active stocks include Wydad Group Berhad, Dagang Next Change and BCM Alliance Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.11 against the US dollar, 3.18 against the Aussie dollar and 3.05 against the Sing dollar.
Mm. All right, Christine, what have we got over on Instagram? Nothing. Arv?
No new tweets.
Okay, I've got a couple of WhatsApps. One here from May, who originally said, "Hey, Rich, Audrey, and Arvin," which is why I asked.
Hence the question.
The question of who was in the studio. But May has come back and said, "Hi, Christine," at the bottom. So she's corrected herself.
I am very flattered that you mistook me for Audrey, though.
But she said, "I'd add in me as an art teacher, educator, digital graphic recording artist or digital scribe, and I create fun, engaging, educational content for kids, sort of art YouTuber, I guess, which is in the pipeline. Over on Twitter, Arv, I think you missed a tweet here from Lofi Nom Nom, who says, moderator for a Twitch streamer for a community of 5,000 over people from around the world of various age groups." Ooh. That would definitely go on my CV, too.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Well done, and congratulations on that. Please do. Go on.
Sorry, no, I just had a thought. Actually, speaking of moderating, I actually did, I hosted a virtual pub quiz.
Ah, yes.
A while back. So that could be something I put on my CV that's unusual.
Yep. Moderator as well. You've been a moderator for other things.
That's not unusual.
One other thing.
It is for most people. It's not unusual for us in this little world.
But that's true. That's true. You know what?
Yeah.
Good point.
Ro has come back with a second message because the first one was not so good, so we have a second one. He says, "I remember once there was a technical glitch on the show and the music wouldn't come on. Suddenly we heard tap dancing. Filling in the silence, didn't know it was Rich to the rescue."
Yeah.
There you go again.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Anyway, let's tell a story about Elon Musk and what he's doing today.
What has he done?
What he's doing this hour, more like it. So Tesla's...
He's becoming the new Trump of Twitter. Do you know what I mean?
Not even close.
I'm telling you, there are some ways he's becoming the new Trump of Twitter.
In ways.
This is opening a can of worms.
Right. Anyway, let's get on with it.
What has he done?
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says that he's diving into the latest fad in crypto, which is non-fungible tokens or NFTs. We've heard a lot about NFTs in the last week alone. Mm-hmm. He's selling this song about NFTs as an NFT.
Right.
And the tweet is accompanied by a roughly 2-minute video featuring an NFT-themed electronic dance music track. So we'll try to play it now. Mm-hmm. Just listen to this chart topper,
right,
and see what it sounds like.
I smell sarcasm. Oh, it's coming. It's not happening. Do I need to tap dance again?
Mm. You might need to tap dance again.
I'm not tap dancing.
Maybe there's tap dancing that needs to happen. I don't know. It should be working, but it's not.
Let's try one more time. Come on. Uh-huh. Come on. I mean, no, it's not. It's not happening.
Mm. Technical glitch.
Hold on. I think the tab is muted.
Oh, Arvin.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Yeah. Oh.
There we go.
What is this? He's selling this.
I
don't even know if you can give this away.
You want to bet how much someone's going to buy this at the end of this week?
Yeah, of course.
So that's about it. It's a 10-second loop. Mm-hmm. That's all it does. Mm-hmm. That's all it says. It just says NFT with a bunch of other lyrics. And he said that one verse of the song is, the only verse of the song is, "NFT for your vanity. Computers never sleep. It's verified. It's guaranteed. NFT."
Wow.
It's
almost as good as some of Rihanna's lyrics.
Let's not hate on Rihanna today.
So the music plays as a digital NFT themed trophy.
Right.
since we can't show you what it looks like, you can just go look up like Elon's Twitter, which features loads of nods to cryptocurrency and the meme surrounding it. And it revolves in space because, of course, it does.
Of course.
On top of the trophy is a moon, which is a reference to a common crypto meme that that a given currency will go to the moon or surge indefinitely. The trophy features the acronym HODL, which is a common shorthand in the crypto community that stands for Hold On For Dear Life. There are also several golden dog figurines, which may be referenced to the crypto token Dogecoin, which Musk has used his Twitter account to promote numerous times. He's a huge fan.
A lot.
NFTs, they say, are essentially digital deeds that grant a buyer ownership of a particular file, such as a song, a photo, a video, and one sold on Thursday for more than $69 million. So that made news. That's by Beeple. Mm. And Beeple actually replied to Elon Musk's tweet and said that he would offer to buy this NFT of this techno song for $69 million. As a joke, I'm hoping, because people, like, come on.
please don't do that.
Yeah, don't. Just keep the money. And it also goes that, Tesla purchased $1.5 billion worth of cryptocurrency in February and announced them that it will be accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment in the future. Mm. And Elon Musk's girlfriend, Grimes, sold several pieces of NFT art earlier in March for nearly $6 million.
And this is the thing, and this is what worries me, right? Mm-hmm. As you know, full disclosure, I own cryptocurrency. I like NFTs and what they stand for long term, mm-hmm. and how they can be used for like ticketing systems and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. The problem with Elon Musk and the power that he has on social media is that he can manipulate the price of the cryptocurrency markets, whether or not it's Dogecoin or whether or not it's Bitcoin or whether or not it's Ethereum. Mm-hmm. You know, and especially when you have a company that has a large investment in Bitcoin and you're making these kind of, you know, jokey comments, mm-hmm. and you have a whole bunch of people following you looking at what you're commenting on and then going off and buying that cryptocurrency or... It's dangerous stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is also like on par with Kylie Jenner tweeting that I believe Snapchat sucked a while ago, and then suddenly Snapchat shares dropped dramatically, right? It's a lot of responsibility, and I don't know if Elon Musk quite understands the impact.
Oh, he completely knows the impact of it. I mean, for a while he was joking about Dogecoin, right? Mm-hmm. He'd make these little quips about Dogecoin, mm-hmm. and then you would literally see within the next 2 minutes people running across to buy Dogecoin. The price would surge, they'd make a bit of money and whatever, and then immediately afterwards it would just drop.
But you know what? I think that this NFT minting is something that is also very unusual that you could put on your CV if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, I think it shows a level of creativity to make that much money off what may be kindly described as a very generic techno song.
Yeah.
Let's just hear a clip from this techno song one more time. Again. I just want to be clear that, you know, go on.
By the way, we don't know if he's actually serious about selling it. He hasn't listed, like, he hasn't said where he's going to sell it. Mm-hmm. He said he is going to sell it at some point. Mm-hmm. And we also don't know if he made the song himself, but he did publish his own electronic music to SoundCloud in early 2020. And the one song he had was Don't Doubt Your Vibe. And it made it to the platform's top 10 just because it's Elon Musk.
Shall we have an encore?
Sure.
My word. That's quite enough of that. Thank you very much. Right. Okay. We're going to wrap up with that. We have some music to take us into the break. It's U2.
Music other than this?
Absolutely. Oh. With Everlasting Love. When we come back, final story of the day is about whether or not your stubbornness could be linked to your salary. That's all coming up in just a few moments. U2 with Everlasting Love here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.